Hi, I'm Marcus Jones, Chief Digital Officer at Premier, which produces this podcast and many others. Like you, I love listening to these amazing podcasts. I also love hearing about the people who are impacted by them, like Sheila from Cheshire. Sheila's parents were both sick and she was going through a difficult time taking care of them. But she started listening to Premier's podcasts and God spoke to her through them with just the right thing she needed to hear at just the right moment. She felt reassured that God had it in hand and that her parents would be safe. It's incredible to know how important these podcasts are to so many, but they are listener funded, which means we need your support to keep them going for people like Sheila. This week, we come to the end of our financial year with our funding need yet to be met. Would you consider a donation today to help us reach more people like Sheila with hope and encouragement through our podcasts? Give your gift today at premier.plus/donate. That's premier.plus/donate. Thank you.
Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. Proverbs chapter 23, verses 17 and 18. Don't envy sinners, but always continue to fear the Lord. You'll be rewarded for this. Your hope will not be disappointed. The writer of Proverbs tells us here that we shouldn't envy sinners. But the 10th commandment tells us that we shouldn't covet our neighbor's house, wife, servant, ox, donkey, or anything else that they own. All envy or covetousness is wrong. We may admire and appreciate everything about our neighbor's life, but when it turns to envy, the rot has set in. Envy is a potential problem for all of us because it has the ability to creep up on us slowly and subtly. It doesn't announce itself with a fanfare, but slowly worms its way into our thinking. We see our neighbour's beautiful house, lovely family, and fabulous garden, and start to wish that all those things were ours. After a while, we start to resent the fact that our neighbour has all those things, and through no fault of our own, we don't. We can start to think that we deserve just as much as our neighbour, and indeed probably more. I believe I've said enough to make it clear that envy has the ability to be incredibly destructive. It could quickly and easily rob us of our peace and dominate our lives. The writer of the Proverbs has the answer. He tells us to look up and to look forward. Firstly, look up to God. Remember that everything that we own is a gift. We have no right to expect anything from him. And so we should spend our time fearing him and putting him at the centre of our lives. And secondly, we should look forward, knowing that there is a rich reward for anyone who trusts God. Jesus was very straightforward about the fact that there would be amazing rewards for those who follow him. He told his disciples this, "I assure you that everyone who has given up houses or brothers or sisters or mother or father or children or property for my sake and for the good news will receive now in return 100 times as many houses, brothers, sisters, mothers, children and property, along with persecution. And in the world to come, that person will have eternal life." Envy only ever has the ability to rob us of life. So it's important to have a strategy to confront it. So remember, whenever you're tempted to be envious, look up and look forward. Let me ask you a couple of questions. When were you last envious and why? And how did you respond? And now let me pray with you. Lord God, thank you that you're always seeking to protect us from thoughts that could spoil our lives. Amen. Well, I'm so glad you've joined me today. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Or you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is, of course, available at any time. I hope you have a great day today. God bless you.
Hi, I'm Marcus Jones, Chief Digital Officer at Premier, which produces this podcast and many others. Like you, I love listening to these amazing podcasts. I also love hearing about the people who are impacted by them, like Sheila from Cheshire. Sheila's parents were both sick and she was going through a difficult time taking care of them. But she started listening to Premier's podcasts and God spoke to her through them with just the right thing she needed to hear at just the right moment. She felt reassured that God had it in hand and that her parents would be safe. It's incredible to know how important these podcasts are to so many, but they are listener funded, which means we need your support to keep them going for people like Sheila. This week, we come to the end of our financial year with our funding need yet to be met. Would you consider a donation today to help us reach more people like Sheila with hope and encouragement through our podcasts? Give your gift today at premier.plus/donate. That's premier.plus/donate. Thank you.